Hello, all of you amazing scholars. Welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with my favorite part. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know you are. So I'm here with the superintendent of Tucson International Academy, a former Tucson Unified School District educator, the author of the book that I'm holding here in my very hand, Making College Come True, 10 Keys to Success, and the newest talk radio show host in the fair city of Tucson, Arizona, with Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. Her name is Dr. Jennifer Herrera.
Yay!
The crowd goes wild, all three of us. Welcome once again, Dr. J. Let's make magic.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah.
I love talking about going to college and getting into college and things. Are colleges perfect? Certainly not, but they afford you learning opportunities you just can't get anywhere else. And I think that's the part that just makes me want to promote it and encourage it. So I love that we get to do this every week.
Every single
blessing.
Week
it's an honor
to do this. Yeah, I was just while we had you as the guest on our show today, the Common Good radio show, and like while you were talking, I was just thinking about how blessed are we that, you know, we're just kind of building this foundation of not only goodness, like we discussed with the two shows, but like this machine of ensuring that people that hadn't considered to go to college, people that had considered to go to college, people that went to go to college have a place they can kind of like invest their ideas, and they can tell their friends that their kids or their friends that are considering to go to college, listen to this show.
Yeah.
If any concerns you may have, this may help you figure it out.
I do believe we've probably helped solve somebody's problem.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the goal. The goal of the whole program is to encourage people to consider if college is for them or not. And when we say college, four-year university is mostly what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But there's everything in between. There's like five-year programs, MBAs.
Mm-hmm.
There's like 18-month programs where you get a certification and you can start work immediately. Sometimes you do need work.
Yeah.
And maybe you have a family and you need to get started a little quicker.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that education is a place where you can really pivot and you can refocus. And it's also great for self-improvement, self-building yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you get that extra expertise, you can be of greater service to the world.
Yeah. And I think just my favorite thing about the show and just about, you know, what you do is just there's just so many of us that just put the idea of going to college out of our heads for so many reasons. I mean, I've gone to college on and off so many times in my life, but even recently it took you in my life to encourage me to really put the energy and the effort necessary to get into college, because that's the thing about college. Even though it's really not that hard to get into college, it's not that easy either.
Yeah, I think the trick is getting in and finishing.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can mostly, like we can get 100% of our students accepted to college. They can have their choice of colleges, but they still have to go and they still have to do the work and they still have to pass the classes. They still have to maintain that relationship with that foreign person, you know, the person they've never lived with before, their roommate.
Mm-hmm.
But all those are the experiences that actually you just are prepared for life in a way that you cannot get any other way. And it's rather safe because you're in your own little enclosed community within a community.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know, Tucson, Arizona is not exactly a huge city, but we have U of A right in the middle, and they are totally their own little community. They have grocery stores on site. They have a movie theater. They have a bowling alley. They have all the things that they need right there in their little campus.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I love about universities. They're miniature cities, and it's like small and manageable, so you can grow as an adult and you can learn responsibility. And I love that.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And we alluded to your book, Making College Come True, 10 Keys to Success, at the beginning of the show. But I definitely want to take this show. I don't know if actually we've ever gone into your book with this show. It was something that was a big part of the Common Good radio
show. That's true.
but I don't think we have ever done that with the show. But so I look forward to today. Let's go through in the back part of your book, you have different checklists that people can go through to kind of see, one, if they're ready to consider ideas that they haven't considered, and to, you know, step in directions to not only make college come true for them, but you know, get those scholarships that they didn't think were possible, be part of something extra that really makes them feel more engaged in college than they were before. So let's talk about those, and let's start with in the book, it talks about leadership being one of the areas that a student should consider being part of in high school or maybe even sooner as another stepping stone to help them get into that college that they want to get into or may possibly be considered for those scholarships that they may not be considered for otherwise.
Yeah, but leadership is huge. I mean, think about a university. Sometimes the way you figure out this is a famous Tony Robbins thing.
Nice.
He's like, all right, what's your dream? Okay, you want this dream college. Let's say you want to go to, Harvard. You know, Harvard is always one that people want to aspire to. Mm-hmm. So not only do you have to have the academics, you have to have the finances, you have to have the drive, because that's a tough university. Mm-hmm. And then you have to have the perspective of what does Harvard want out of their graduates? So you kind of backwards engineer it and you say, okay, to see if you're really a fit with Harvard, because maybe you want the Harvard name because that's always been, you know, presented to you as a positive thing. But then you find out, whoa, hold on. Harvard's kind of got a bent towards one issue or another that I don't agree with.
Yeah.
Well, how much of my life at college is that going to be if I go to their campus and do my degree there? Ooh, it's a big part of my canvas. Wow. Okay. Well, geez. Okay. I'm not sure what else is there. So maybe they say, oh, well, here's Yale. Similar. It's a big name in education, but they have a focus on this. So between the two, I think maybe Yale's a better fit, and they hadn't thought of it before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important that as you're looking at schools, you look for compatibility, because you do, whether you're aware of it or not, you do have your values system already in you. And you want to align yourself with someone who's going to prepare you for the future who has similar values. So if the university is more of a liberal university, then you want to be aligned to that. So I can tell you an example is when we do our just state of Arizona tour of some colleges and universities, we 1 year went to NAU, which is up north. We live in the desert in Tucson. It's hot all the time. We go up purposely when it's very cold so that kids who are super sensitive to the cold can get a taste of it, because that's what you're going to have most of the time you're there.
Yeah.
And, snow is fun to look at, but it does turn kind of dark and ugly and brown.
And it's cold.
And it's cold.
When it touches your skin. Yeah.
So you got to have a little wake up call. So that's important, because that's a part of who they are. They're a mountain people. What are typical things about mountain people? Well, they have some different, like they're very individualistic, and they expect you to pull your own weight, and there's not going to be much sympathy if you can't do that. So you have to keep that in mind, that that's a part of their mentality. So when you come to the professor and say, I have a flu, they're going to say, any more time on my assignment? They might or might not give it to you. They might be, well, why didn't you start early? You know, anticipating you might get the flu. You know, it's just different philosophies, right? So each university has its community values, and you need to get to know those. So you must go visit your university that you're looking at, and you should spend time. And that's why they have overnights.
Yeah. We will talk about all that and more after this break. This is the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. If you have a student between the ages of K through 12, go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to register them today to make college come true in their life.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good radio show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. If you want to make college come true for your student, go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. There's four different locations around the city of Tucson to make that true for your student. That's right, right?
That's right.
That's right. And that's, just in case you didn't know, that's Dr. Jennifer Herrera. She is a doctor in education, and she is a superintendent of Tucson International Academy.
Yes.
And before we went to break, we got the good fortune. Finally, we get to go through the book that this show is made after. So I guess it's about due time. Like, you know, just a little over 6 months doing this show, it makes sense.
I mean, there's so many ways to learn about college. You can go there, you can tour, you can blah, blah, blah. But like having a little concise book that gives you some worksheets to help you work out your thoughts about things could be pretty helpful.
It's a great book. Obviously I'm biased, but I've read this book a couple times, and I think it's safe to say I account this book to me being registered and going back to the University of Arizona myself. So thank you, Dr.
Yes,
J.
I'm so glad.
Yeah. And before we went to break, we were talking about, you know, just different places within leadership that a student needs to look at before going to college. And you're also talking about compatibility in choosing a college and making, and not only the college, but choosing a city and choosing places, but, and knowing oneself and really look within, and before you make those big decisions, also in your checklist here, we have teamwork, club leader, and teacher's assistant and state representative as other options that students should think about as ways to get a leg up and getting into college. Tell us more about that.
Boy, definitely. Well, the one I'd love to talk about most is that Girl State. Okay. There's a program called Girl State and Boy State, and it's for juniors in high school. And every high school is allowed to send a representative from their school to this event. It's a 1 week long at a college campus where you are taught all things government, about our American government, how things work, how laws are formed, how people interact with each other to get work done, to get things done. And so you get to actually learn first all the different components of government, local all the way to federal, and you learn about each of the positions, and then you get to run for those positions. And when I was a junior in high school, I had to interview before the veterans board, and they chose who they wanted to send from our high school to Girl State. And I was chosen. I got to go, and I loved it. We went to Arizona. I am from Indiana, so we went to Indiana State University. That's where they held Girl State. We lived in a dorm. It was a week in the summer, and I learned so much about government, and I really appreciated our nation. And it was also a chance to be away from home at a college university, because every day we were on that campus. We lived in a dorm there, and we were learning, and so it was an introduction to what it's like. And I got to run for mayor.
Nice.
I ran for mayor, and it was a game. It was all in game form, so it wasn't too serious, yet it was a little competitive.
Mayor Smith at that time.
Yes,
right?
Mayor Smith. Yes. and then they would give you like cards to tell you how to run it, so that the whole organization could have different experiences. So I was a good mayor who got elected, did a few things, but got shut down and disillusioned. And then I had to turn into kind of a bad mayor. And what does it? How does justice kick in when there's criminology, you know, in the ranks. And it was wonderful because I learned so much. I didn't know how that worked, right?
Yeah.
And because government officials are somewhat immune in some positions to some accusations. So, and I was surprised. I did not know that. There's certain differences in what taxes are paid with some of the positions. There's certain differences. So I did not know the privilege side of being someone who serves in a role. So today, I think more of that is more, you know, this is quite a few years ago. I'm not like 20 years old right now. So, but, you know, today I know that there's been a lot of justice work done, and I don't believe it's the same. But it was a great experience because it was like virtual reality, except it wasn't just visual. It was, you were actually doing it. And I had people who supported me and people who wanted to harm me. I got kidnapped.
That's wild.
And they put a black thing over my head and everything. I was like, man, I would not like this part of being in office. And it was just one of those things where you really learned different scenarios. I also got to do some really good, like I was able to have a fundraiser, you know, fake fundraiser. But I got, but I had to persuade the girls to show up because there were other events, but they showed up to my event, and I raised like $5 million for some fund,
a children's fund.
Yeah, so you could do that, and and it was very refreshing. And I thought to myself, yeah, I could be mayor. You know, now not been a life dream of mine. Okay, but I just thought if I needed to serve, I would understand what it a little bit better what it might be, and that's a good thing.
I want to think you actually you had a much better understanding than I did when I actually ran for mayor when I was 27.
You ran for mayor. See, that's crazy.
Yeah, I wish I would have taken that class. I would have probably reconsidered that run.
Yeah, those are hard, aren't they? Man. But I think that that's neat, you know, that you actually ran, you know, and that's the thing. Colleges, so you look at the college and you say, you know, who has graduated from that college that is known? And so you look at the government and you say, you know, where did Mayor so-and-so graduate from? Or where did the president graduate from? And what are their alliances? You know, I remember some of our presidents have been a part of organizations that aren't like aren't very well received. Like they're known to have some negativity to them. And so, you know, people didn't know that. In college, there's just so many things you can align yourself with. And what you align yourself with is part of how who you become. So it's kind of exciting that in college you get those choices. And you may make a wrong choice, but the thing is, it's still college. It's not like real life where you're out there really doing things. So you have a chance to learn from mistakes in a more forgiving environment. And I think that that's powerful, because how many times do people have good intentions and they go out and they go after their dream and they try to do all this good and then they get taken advantage of? They didn't know they could get kidnapped as a mayor. You know, so I would never have guessed there were mean people like that. But again, they had to cue us with cards. We didn't just think this up. So it's kind of cool that then we understood that they're good and bad, you know, and you're always going to have kind of those elements working. And you're just always hoping you're in the side that you want to be on and that you're contributing to the greater good.
Yeah. And then also in your book, Making College Come True, 10 Keys to Success, you talk about philanthropic work and community volunteer work. What are some of the examples that like you would suggest to people to be part of to pad their resume of sorts for getting into college?
So again, that's another thing. Like if you're going to be in the medical field, maybe you want to do some work towards helping find a cure for something. You just have to do your research, because later we find out that some of the money didn't go where they thought it was. So do your research, find an organization you feel comfortable with, and then see what you can do to participate. Maybe the first thing is you attend the dinner for it, and you see what others are giving, and who, and they usually have speakers, and then you're paying $100 a plate, but you know most of that money is going to go towards the cause, and they do disclose how much of your money goes there, and it's really it's a starter. You know, I still go to some, you know, dinners here in town for like Special Olympics, and then coming up is Junior Achievements having a dinner.
Nice.
And it's going to be really neat because we're going to celebrate the heroes in our community, the businesses that are contributing to business education in high school level. So, and right now my high schools are doing Stock Market Challenge. And Stock Market Challenge teaches how the stock market works and how there are things you wouldn't normally consider. I mean, even I'm learning as I'm watching them learn, I'm learning and remembering things about it. So it's just JA Junior Achievement. They offer a lot of opportunities. And again, it's kind of like that virtual reality.
Nice.
So being a part of that in high school, make sure if you have JA at your high school, you're in it.
Nice. Junior Achievement. Check it out. This is Make College Come True Radio Show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. If you have a student between K through 12, check out Tucson International Academy at TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. We'll be right back.
Are you considering going back to college? Do you know someone who is? Then Making College Come True is the book for you. This in-depth book, authored by Dr. Jennifer Herrera, local educator and superintendent of Tucson International Academy, takes what may seem to be a difficult task and gives a simple rundown on how to make college come true for yourself or a loved one. Get your copy of Making College Come True on Amazon or at TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. today.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello, welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with the Dr. Jennifer Herrera, also known as Dr. J.
Yay!
Yeah. And before we went to break, we were talking about kind of just a handful of things off of leadership on how to kind of start padding your resume, how to start thinking of things before getting into college, because there's a lot of things to consider. And speaking of a lot of things to consider, on the second part, I wanted to discuss making college come true financially.
Ooh, there's the biggest task.
Yeah, one of the biggest one. And I definitely want to think one that our listeners, new and old, are interested of. I know myself, this is a big sticking point for me of why I went to a community college over and over again rather than even considering going to a university, because I just thought, I can't afford that. Yeah, I can afford the community college. The FAFSA will take care of that. But I don't want to take on all these loans. I don't want to do all this to go to a university. I don't want to do that. So kind of help dispel some of these myths and help explain to us, how we can financially take care of university life.
Yeah. Financially, it always sounds, scary because it's $25,000 or more per year if you're going to live at the university and you're going to go all 4 years. Mm. And that's if you don't mess up and have to take a fifth year. Mm-hmm. So I had a 4.5 year program myself.
Yeah. It happens.
Yeah, I had to retake psychology four times. I don't know what the problem
interesting.
Was.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know what it was. But
it's Freud. He gets you every time.
He got me. And it was one of those things where with my own daughter, we did help her go to college, and she graduated from Tucson International Academies and her best friend as well. And then they both chose the same university so they could be roommates. Mm. And they both ended up being teachers. Thank you. I'm so happy about that because we need teachers. We need good teachers. And they are that. They did come out of a great program at Grand Canyon University. But Grand Canyon's not exactly cheap, and they don't have a ton of extra scholarships. And we, at the time, we had my mother living with us, and there was just a lot of extra expenses that were there. And So we weren't sure what to do, but you know what? We decided to put to practice what we talked to the kids about. Mm-hmm. And we looked for all kinds of scholarships. So those girls had to write so many compositions. But then we learned you can kind of use the same three or four, just rework them for that university. Mm-hmm. And we also
I do the same thing with grants. Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. Because your story is your story. Mm-hmm. You just might want to capitalize if it's more of a outdoorsy, nature oriented. Then maybe you want to talk about the camping scenario where you had a bright idea come to you and how nature inspired you. Okay, so if that's truly an event, you don't want to make things up. But if that's truly an experience you've had, you're going to promote that composition more than the one that talks about, you know, Girl State, for example. You know, so whatever you've written your compositions about, you want to backward engineer the goals and the values of that university, because they want to graduate people with a certain flavor. And they're going to flavor you while you're there. So make sure the flavor they're serving is a flavor you want. And so Grand Canyon University is known to be a Christian university, although there are people from every religion. And I'm not sure I met a lot of Christians, friends of the girls. But, you know, it's their value. So that's where that university was coming. But they don't shove it down your throat, which is very nice. People need to make their own decisions, right? Well, that's my value. So if I go to university or send my daughter to a university that allows them to make their own decisions, that's like a good match for me. You know, and I think it was a good match for her because she felt free to explore other ideas and has come to her own conclusions, and I really respect that. And I think that the conclusions she's come to are going to be genuine because she came to them herself. They weren't just forced upon her. So very important for me. Maybe other people want more like a military school, and the military is that approach is going to, you're from the military, they have a certain value system.
I couldn't ever imagine going to a military school though.
They are out there and they do serve a purpose.
I served with a few of those guys. They loved it. For sure.
And it made them, I know my nephew, actually he's my second cousin, it's my cousin's child, went to military camps in the summer, and he just loved the camaraderie and the how a whole group of guys could have a similar idea and really get stuff done. He loved that. So he went, and he ended up graduating from Colorado Springs, was at Air Force Academy. That's a very well-known, very hard and difficult university, I believe, or, you know, a program. And, you know, now he's serving, and he just loves it. So, you know, I think different. So, again, you got to know your kid. You have to encourage your child to know themselves and to explore different experiences. That's why it's great to send them to a one-week military camp first. Then if they love it, then send them to maybe a couple weeks and maybe a month. You know, so you see what they like, and don't feel frustrated if you invest in piano lessons and they quit after 3 months. Don't feel frustrated. You gave them a chance to see, gee, do I want to explore music? And it could become a part of their career or a part of their enjoyment in life. But if they quit after 3 months, don't feel like it's a failure or waste of money. It is not. It's really good to throw money to your kids to try different experiences, because that's how they'll find what they're genuinely made for on this earth. You know, it's like that's honoring to them, for us parents. So parents, still, I wouldn't say to parents, give your kids lots of experiences. Encourage them, and encourage them for a certain amount of time. Teach them a commitment. If you're going to join the basketball team, you're not going to quit until the end of the season, and you'll be the best little ball girl there was then. If you don't end up playing, you'll be a great bench warmer, whatever it is.
That's interesting you say that, because I was actually just having a conversation and a meeting prior to coming to the show today. And the guy I was meeting with, he was telling me his son, who's a freshman in high school, is in band, and they just did a band competition. He's so proud of his son being in band and all that kind of fun stuff. But he's also encouraging his son to do other things and not just, you know, pigeonhole himself into band, because there's just so many opportunities that he'll only get in high school. Like, particularly the thing he was, which I don't know why, but he was very, very adamant that he wanted his son to at least try American football. Because this will be the only time in his son's life that his son will have the opportunity to play American football, because football, it's not like soccer or basketball or all these other sports. It's just, there's so much into it that there's only certain places that it can even be played.
It's just so expensive. Mm-hmm. We looked into how could we have tackle football at our school? Because mm-hmm. I love football. I was in Powder Puff football myself, but you know, Powder Puff, it was just touch football.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do now. Our high schools do participate in flag football. That's, but you know what? There's still some collisions, and the EMS usually gets called at some game or another. But it's just one of those things where it's expensive. So do it now.
Because
when you're older, your body can't afford it and your pocket cannot.
That's it. All right. We'll talk about all that and more after this break. This is Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. If you want to make college come true for your student, go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello, welcome back. You better buckle yourself in, have your popcorn ready. This is the last segment of the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. So enjoy. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Dr. Jennifer Herrera, also known as the Dr. J, not to be confused with Dr. J, very different person altogether.
But I like, you can confuse me if you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like basketball and I can jump.
Yeah, I bet you got a really good jump shot. I can just see it in your eyes.
Yes.
You got this killer instinct about you.
Just bionic.
Yeah, absolutely. And before we went to the break, and actually this whole show, I mean, Dr. J is really kind of bringing home the idea of know thyself primarily. And in knowing thyself, make sure you're doing your research and you're picking a school that meets you, not the other way around. Because as she said, when you go to a school, they're gonna flavor you. They're gonna, you know, they're gonna put a little spin on you. Hopefully that spin that they put on is a spin that you want.
That's right.
And we touched on a little bit, but let's delve deeper into it. What are the funding options for college? I know I made mention to the FAFSA, but what are some of the other grants or some of the other pockets of money that are available for people that want to get into college?
It is like extensive, believe me. So if you're smart and you've made 4.0s and you've scored high on SAT or ACT, great, you're in. You're going to have your tuition covered. But what if you want to live there on the university? You're still going to need some more money. So we always advise our kids, go ahead and apply for FAFSA. You can always decline it. And if you're worried about paying it back. However, I'm also really good at helping people find full payback programs once you're out of college. And educators in particular, if you want to be a teacher, definitely you can find many programs that you can choose from for paying back your loans for you.
Nice.
I have had mine paid back and I'm still having them paid back because I have a lot of loans. I have a master's, I have a bachelor's, and I have a PhD. I was in college a long time.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
And so
you were in school more, I guess, more of your life than you weren't in school.
Yes.
Let's go with that.
My husband would not like to be reminded of that. Because recently I would love to go back and get one more degree, but he said no. I'm not going to do it. But I would say there's so many ways to get that extra money. Mm-hmm. So one of them is by serving on campus. Mm. There's a lot of ways you can serve. The best paying one, like to cover that housing cost, is to be an RA, a resident assistant.
Okay.
Or I think they call it resident director. There's different ways, but it all means that each hall of the dorm has somebody who's a little bit more mature who can help kids. Like, say they get the flu. A lot of kids haven't been sick that much in their life. Mm-hmm. Now that they have the flu and their mom lives five states over, they don't know what to do. So they can direct them to the health center and make contact, help them make contact with their parents and say, hey, I'm really not feeling good. Mm-hmm. And then help them get the medical care that they need, because every kid has a required program for taking care of their own health when they come to college, because the college knows it's inevitable. Mm-hmm. So you got to have your plan, and the resident director will help you with those situations. Mm. What if you're not getting along with your roommate, resident director? What if you're depressed and you're worried? You're like, man, I'm not having good thoughts. They have access to many programs on the university that can help you immediately. Mm. So there's so much good that the RA or RD does. Mm-hmm. And I just love and honor those mature ones that take care of the other ones.
Nice.
And that's like usually equals free housing for you. Mm. However, you are on call and you do need to help people and be effective at it in order to have that benefit.
So you don't just get to lay in your room all day if you're listening.
No. You have to be available. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is like you can do work study program, and that's where they give you 20 hours of a job on campus. Like it could be in one of the food establishments. It could be in an office. I know one of my friends was a key maker for the University of Arizona, and he has so many stories about people and their keys and losing them and finding them and having to pick locks and how weird that felt. And, just helping people when they got locked out, and that's a big deal because we had keys, now we have cards, but cards can also malfunction, so it's just a lot of services that are needed for their internal community, and there's many jobs there, and they're not difficult. You don't need a car because you can just walk there because it's on campus, and the money is up to par with what society is paying, so it's a great experience. So that's another way to get money. It's also a great way to meet people. If you meet people and have friends at work, work doesn't feel like work. You're just having a great time.
Yeah.
Another way, we have a bowling team at our schools. When we have enough kids interested in bowling, even one kid can still participate in the local bowling program. Mm-hmm. We encourage them to, because guess what? The bowling team at a university gets a stipend. So they get some extra money just for representing that university in the bowling tournaments. So that's another way to get money. Who knew? You don't even have to get killed in football. You don't even have to be a basketball player. You don't have to be a soccer player. You can actually do it as a bowler. You can also do the chess club. There's little stipends for that. I know there are dance teams that they are related to the Spirit Week and to cheering or performing at games. Mm-hmm. Then they also are available.
I have an interesting question. I don't think we've discussed this, but with the new rule changes in college sports where the students are now allowed to get like endorsements and stuff like that, what do you know about that? And what do you think that's, a good thing, bad thing? Do you think that's going to be help college athletes, kind of join college, stay in college more likely? Or what are your thoughts?
Well, remember, you're talking to someone who's a little bit on the conservative side. Mm-hmm. And so what I would say is it's bad because I believe they're using that kid. Mm-hmm. And the minute that kid has a mess up, they dump that kid like he's trash. Mm-hmm. And that is not a good experience to have to nurture back to health.
Yeah.
Because they were this football star, but they broke their ankle. So guess what? They pull those endorsements. Mm-hmm. They pull them. Well, and you're a nobody.
Actually, I think they have this new thing now where back in the day, actually schools are getting in trouble because they're giving kids money.
Yes, to stay and to play.
Mm-hmm. But now, actually, students are allowed to have sponsorships from like Nike and all kinds of different organizations where they weren't allowed to before. So they're actually able to capitalize on their name in college where they weren't before.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing you'd support that. A kid kind of maybe getting his money now a little bit instead of just the school capitalizing on his name? Or what are
your
thoughts?
Don't know. I mean, for me, it's like you're now playing toti to a large corporation, and the money's good. And then they ask you to do something that maybe crosses your lines. I can't imagine what that would be other than, you know, skip that class. We need you to appear at this event. And, you know, and then so now they're like, we'll take care of your professors. Okay, well, so they're just telling the professors, well, he's special, you know, and so we need him or her. And so she's not going to be able to do that. So deal with it. You know, that does happen. I've heard a few of those stories, and I don't think it's isolated event. I think that goes with it. If you're a big company and corporation and you're giving money to someone, they need to perform. However, it's not, I guess this is what you have to ask yourself. Is it fair to ask a college kid who's already under extreme pressure to now perform to some corporate expectation, because it's not just your name that they're using. They're also having you do things for them, which is all legal and stuff, but it's another pressure. I think we have a lot of pressure in life, and college should be less pressure with real world stuff, because as a professional athlete, they definitely will always have pressures. So I just think what a shame for them to get caught up in that political game. It's very political.
Yeah.
Might keep them from getting their degree. I mean, I know a lot of kids have quit because the NBA or NFL recruited them out of college before they graduated. And all that money and stuff, I mean, millions, come on, you're going to do it. But then later, they you know, you have now had like 15 concussions, or, you know, your knee doesn't even work anymore. It's like, you know, got to be supported with three braces, and you don't have that degree. And then now that you can't get paid for your professional skills, you have nothing. So get that degree first is what I would say. Get your degree, and if they really want you, they should wait for you. Oh, but it's just a pocket window. Well, okay, then go for the pressure and then pay the consequences. But I think it's a big risk. I would not recommend it.
Yeah, and it's an interesting point. It's one I hadn't considered, and one that I know. You work for who pays you.
You do what
the person who signs a check. So yeah, it certainly would be a difficult position to put these college athletes in, where they're obligated to this person that's signing their check, but they should be most obligated to the school that's giving them this education and providing this opportunity and giving them a check in their own way. So in a lot of ways, the student is torn between this corporation that's giving them check and the institution that's giving them a check. And it's not a safe place. I'd almost maybe hold that money for them once they finish school or something along those lines. But it definitely seems like the schools and the athletes are between a rock and a hard place, because we don't want the student athletes to be taken advantage of, but in the same, we don't want to be taken advantage of either way, by the corporations or by the institutions. So it's a tricky place.
It's a tricky one, you know, and that's where it's less fun, you know. It's like, why don't we let them just have that time? To me, those 4 years should be a gift of us to the kids, because if they get the chance to have healthy, some pressure, because pressure is good at some level, but not tremendous pressure where it would cause you to consider going against your own values or taking advantage of the situation and not actually honoring, you know, what you're really there to do, which is to, you know, achieve your degree. Yes, you're there also to perform in athletics, but you may need that degree, and the degree, once you don't get it, it's hard to go back. Like you know, like you said, you've been in college a lot, but now you'll probably really do it because you're clear about why.
Yeah.
So be clear about your why. It always comes back to that, doesn't it? It's like, if we aren't clear why we're doing this show, you know, we just want to help people. We just want to encourage them. But you know what? Even on this show, I do want to say this. These are, I'm one of those people that I'll put my opinion out there, but I honor everyone's choice. I do not want to dissuade or persuade somebody to go against their own values. They need to be true to what they believe. So that's what I would say at the end of this show is, know yourself, like you said, and make your choice. And believe me, society, including myself, we will respect that.
Absolutely. And that is the tip of the week from Dr. J. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Dr. Jennifer Herrera. We'll catch you next week.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.